Okay. Where are you, Mr. Big Bad Wolf? You know, I thought this was such a good idea, but I can't even get the fucking Big Bad Wolf to eat me out here. Jesus fuck. Oh, well, hello there, Mr. Wolf. No, you are exactly the one that I'm looking for. No. No, Mr. Wolf, I am not an innocent, sweet, lost young girl walking through your woods. I know exactly what you are, and exactly what you do. That, Mr. Wolf, is the reason why I have decided to leave the comfort of my humble abode on the other side of this wood and travel to my grandmother's house on the far end across from here. Now, I do love visiting my grandmother, but I'm here for another reason. I'm here because I know the price that needs to be paid to you to travel these woods. Oh, is it the first time that somebody comes here willingly? Does that surprise you? Oh. Okay, well, listen here, sugar balls. I am not here to negotiate with you. The rules are clear, are they not? Is the price to pay to walk across these woods for you to eat the person who walks through them? Yes or no? Mr. Wolf, really, I appreciate you trying to give these long, drawn-out explanations, but frankly, I don't give a fuck. I asked you a yes or no question, and I expect a yes or no answer. Is the price to pay to walk across these woods that you must eat the human who travels them, yes or no? It's very simple. Ah, there we go. Yes. Correct me if I'm mistaken, Mr. Wolf. Of course, you know much more about this than I do, having had this as your official occupation for many, many years. But it's my understanding that nowhere in the rules does it say that it must be done forcefully and that the traveler must be taken against their will. Is that correct? Are you stammering, Mr. Wolf? It is so endearing to see such a fearful and wretched creature of everyone's nightmares just fumbling over his words in the face of a crafty, horny young thing. Listen, I'm tired of this little exchange, okay? I came here for one thing, and I intend to get that one thing that I came here for. Now, are you or are you not going to eat me, Mr. Wolf? Because I am getting impatient, and I'm not wearing anything under this red cloak. So, either you will do it, or you won't. And then I will go back in town and tell the story of how the big, bad, scary wolf didn't do jack fucking shit for me. And let me go, and how the big, bad wolf is really losing his spite. And he's really losing handle of things in his part of the forest. maybe someone else might come in and take that part of the forest. Or maybe the queen can have it. Maybe she can rule it. Oh, am I blackmailing you into doing the same thing that you always do to everybody else who doesn't want it? Yes, actually I am. And that's not even a veiled threat. I will absolutely ruin your fucking reputation in the town and in all of the surrounding areas if you don't do what you're supposed to do. Why do you care? You're supposed to be a ferocious creature that just completely goes after all of his instincts. You're not supposed to be asking me why. Well, if you must know, let me satisfy your curiosity. I'm doing this because the person who usually takes care of this kind of activity is unavailable right now and will be unavailable for at least another fortnight. Oh, why can't you wait a fortnight? That is so cute. Listen, Mr. Wolf. I am a woman of many needs, and these are needs that need to be met. And these are needs that I cannot fulfill myself, unfortunately, because all of the needs that I can fulfill myself have already been fulfilled. Now, the huntsman is out searching for Snow White on orders of the queen. While the huntsman is out searching for Snow White, he is unable to tie me up to the branches of trees to flog me and to brutally massacre and beat my delicate little cervix. Okay, now I can't flog myself. I can't whip myself. I can slap myself, but it's not the same. So what I'm here for is just a little bit of relief, okay? And I'm here to ask you to treat me like any other sweet girl that you take by force, okay? Now, are you going to throw me down on this ground, rip open my cape, and eat me? Or am I going to have to throw you down, rip open my cape, and sit on your fucking snout? There it is. There is that hungry look in your eyes. And there is that very long tongue of yours just sliding out of those parted teeth. And my, that is a lot of spit and drool dripping off of it. Are you hungry, Mr. Wolf? Yeah. Well, I've got something for you. Sit on your face to this then. Yeah. As well, you're really getting right to it, aren't you? Yeah, there's obviously a reason why you're known for hating anyone who comes through your forest. Oh, that's very, very good. I knew that I was making the right decision. By seeking you out. Yeah, I didn't think it was gonna work this well. It was a toss up. Whether it was gonna work or not, but boy, am I glad that it said. That's a very long tongue you have there, Mr. Wolf. That's a very long tongue you have. Just, it goes all the way. Only from my clit. All the way to my ass. so slippery, Mr. Wolf. Yeah. What did you say? It's not all you. Some of it is me. Well, of course, Mr. Wolf, I was looking forward to this. So much. As soon as I saw that feral fucking look on your face, the hunger in your eyes, I knew I'd won the battle. Yeah, that's it. Oh, that's it. Please. Yes. Please. Please stick your tongue in as far as it can go. Yeah. Oh, please. Please, Mr. Wolf, fuck me with your tongue. Fuck me with your tongue. Yeah. Oh my god, it's so long. Oh, it gets to my cheese butt. Shit. Fuck. Fuck. Keep fucking it, Mr. Wolf. Keep fucking my trail and my cunt with your tongue. Sitting on your face like this is very convenient. Yes, yeah, it's so convenient because all I have to do is lay on top of your body, lay down on you. My face is right in front of your hard cock. I think in the rule says I can't suck your cock, Mr. Wolf. The rules only say that you have to eat me. No one says I can. Get a taste of the big bad wolf myself. Oh, Mr. Wolf. Yes, please keep fucking your hips up. I'm biting my throat. Oh my god. I feel so good while you're licking my ass. Oh, fuck. Please, Mr. Wolf. Please. Oh, fuck. Please. Please, Mr. Wolf. Oh, please. Fuck my ass with your tongue. Please. Yes, please. Oh, fuck this job. Yeah, please lick my ass like that. Myself against your tongue, Mr. Wolf, so you can go deeper. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, They're missing out. Oh, God. Earthquake. Oh, fucking cockfields. Yes. Yeah. You want me to bounce faster? Yes. Yes, Mr. Wolf. I can do that. I can fucking do that. Yes. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, and your balls slap my fucking pussy on the way down. Oh. Now. My big fat ass slaps against your fucking thighs. Oh, fuck. You want me to move forward? Okay. On hands and knees so you can really fuck me? Yes, sir. Yes, Mr. Wolf. You can... fuck. Oh, you weren't kidding. Oh, when you said you were going to pound into me hard. Yes, Mr. Wolf. Yes. 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 Exactly. What I was looking for. When I can see you. Yes, 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 Mr. Wolf, harder, yes, harder, harder, oh, yes, oh, fuck, pull my hair, oh, pull my hair while you fuck my ass, yes, yes, harder, harder, fuck, harder, help, fuck it like a pussy, yes, please, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Yes, Mr. Wolf. Fuck. Yes, fuck me. Oh, fuck me in the ass. Yes. I'll take my ass. Fuck. Oh, my God. Mr. Wolf, if you keep doing this, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Please. Oh, fuck, please, fuck harder. Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Fuck. Yes. 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 You want this ass now? Yes. Fuck. I'm gonna come here every day so you can fuck me like this.
Thank you, Mr. Wolf. Yeah.
I think this has been a very, very productive trip into the woods. Yeah. What? No. I'm not getting clean up. I'm gonna let your cum drip down my ass all the way to Grandma's house. Oh, it was certainly a pleasure doing business with you, Mr. Wolf. I think I'm gonna stay the night at my grandma's. Yeah, I'll have to come home tomorrow. It's getting late and it's getting dark. I'll have to pass by again. Yes, sir.